a sentence thing. I just called McGregor. And McGregor's done a fantastic job. I know. I quote from a couple of letters from government workers in the 1940s. Wait, he says that I just wrote that as a nice deal. Sure. I think a lot of this stuff, believe me, is out of touch. Am I correct in not picking him up? I won't do it. May have to. Yeah. When we do, we'll make a hell of an asset out of it. Yeah, picked up.
Campaign to get that crawling way out. And mail the people.
Portland. On this speech tonight, we had to put something in on Trump, and I tried to keep it out, but they all agreed they had to, because of Congress, and they kiss on it, so. But I described it as windfall profits, and said only a few, and so if there are market people squeal about it, they'll squeal about it. Excellent idea. How do they like to care about it? Who's doing it? They're all good. And really, this is, if you've got to have control, the man good. It's how you really put it over here. You've got to have the leader in your place. You've got to have some flexibility for the labor people to go up. Pretty better. Nothing I have in here when we no longer need it, we might get rid of it. Putting in that straight statement. Oh, listen, that's it here. Yeah. I've got something in this speech which I added just an hour ago. I mean, speech will be only 14 minutes long. And which I think is an awfully good line, but. I quote from people all over the country. You know, I have four excellent letters, paragraphs each, which is good. These are all people that were had wage increases and had to give them up. That's great to quote, you know. Yeah. Now, oh yes. Oh, I just say that. For example, here's what it is. After I read the letters, I said there. I said, I want to thank thousands of people who have written similar letters. I don't know how much it means to me to hear that most Americans have put their country's interest above their personal interest by emphatic information. Now let's look in the future. Virtually unanimous in their belief that the fight must be here and that they fought here now. They're together in their relation with that. Consequently, I am announcing tonight, when the 90-day agreement is over, American routine, we shall continue our program of wage and price restraint. We began this battle against inflation for the purpose of winning. We are going to stay in it until we do win. That's about the deficit. Yeah. Doesn't he think that, is it?
Gonna have to hedge his bet a little on here. Maybe he's gonna try to screw us on Kennedy. Quite a change. Thing too is in the Harris thing, frankly, and these things up now, to go over 50%, even if it's only 51, 48 or something like that, approval looks bad. Well, I gotta go over and brief the press. I mean, the Congress.
Right.
Yeah, thank you.